Before we dive into today's discussion, we have a special resource just for you, a free ebook called Does It Make Sense to Believe in God? In today's world where faith is often labelled as outdated or irrational, this ebook takes a fresh look at the evidence for God. It features reflections from years of engaging with some of the world's leading atheists, like Richard Dawkins, and reveals why, after hearing every conceivable argument, our confidence in God's existence is stronger than ever. Download Does It Make Sense to Believe in God today for free at premierinsight.org/resources. That's premierinsight.org/resources. Now, let's get started with today's show.
Bringing the Word to Life, the Bible in a Year.
Joshua 13 and 14. When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, "You are now very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. This is the area that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites, from the Shihor River on the east of Egypt to the territory of Ekron on the north, all of it counted as Canaanite, though held by the five Philistine rulers in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The territory of the Avivites on the south, all the land of the Canaanites, from Arar of the Sidonians as far as Aphek and the border of the Amorites, the area of Byblos, and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal-gad, below Mount Hermon, to Lebo Hamath. As for all the inhabitants of the mountain regions from Lebanon to Misrephoth, Maim, that is the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you, and divide it as an inheritance among the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh. The other half of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites, had received the inheritance that Moses had given them on the east of the Jordan, as he, the servant of the Lord, had assigned it to them. It extended from Aroer and the rim of the Anon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge, and included the whole plateau of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the towns of Shihon king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, out of the border of the Ammonites. It also included Gilead, the territory of the people of Geshur and Makkah, all of the Mount Hermon and Bashad as far as Salika. That is, the whole kingdom of Og in Bashad, who reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He is the last of the Raphaites. Moses had defeated them and taken their land, but the Israelites did not drive out the people of Geshur and Makkah, so they continue to live among the Israelites to this day. But to the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance, since the food offerings presented to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance as he promised them. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Reuben according to its clans, the territory from Arar on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge and the whole plateau past Medeba to Heshbon and all its towns in the plateau, including Dibon, Bamath Baal, Beth Marmion, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephpath, Kerithiam, Sibma, Zerith Shahar on the hill in the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pithgar, and Beth Jeshimoth, all the towns on the plateau and the entire realm of Shihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon. Moses had defeated him and the Medaniot chiefs, Evi, Rekim, Zur, Hur, Reba, princes allied with Shihon, who lived in that country. In addition to those slain in battle, the Israelites had put the sword to Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. The boundary of the Reubenites was the bank of Jordan. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Reubenites according to their clans. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Gilead according to its clans. The territory of Jazer, all the towns of Gilead and half the Ammonite country as far as Aaron near Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramath, Mitzvah, and Betonim, and from Manahim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Sukkoth, and Zephon, the rest of the realm of Shihon, king of Heshbon, the east of the Jordan, and the territory up to the end of the Sea of Galilee. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Gadites, according to their clans. This is what Moses had given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, that is, to the half-family of the descendants of Manasseh, according to its clans. The territory extending from Manahim, and including all of Bashan, the entire realm of Og, king of Bashan, all the settlements of Jair in Bashan, 60 towns, half of Gilead, Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the royal cities of Og in Bashan. This was for the descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, for half the sons of Machir according to their clans. This is the inheritance Moses had given when he was on the plains of Moab, across the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he promised them. Now these are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, while Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of the Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest, for Joseph's descendants had become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in, with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land just as the Lord commanded Moses. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord has said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me back to Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites went up with me, made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So that on that day Moses swore to me, 'The land at which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So I'm here today, 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me on that day. You yourself heard that the Achanites... You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Then the land had rest from war. Proverbs 24. "Do not envy the wicked, and do not desire their company. For their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. The wise prevail through great power, and those who have knowledge muster their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisers. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gate they must not open their mouths. Whoever plots evil will be known as a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin, and people detest a mocker. If you falter in time of trouble, how small is your strength? If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, 'But we knew nothing about this,' does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay everyone according to what they have done? Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. For though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them. Do not fret because of evildoers, or be envious of the wicked, for the evildoer has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Fear the Lord and the king, my son, and do not join the rebellious officials, for those too will send sudden destruction on them, and who knows the calamities they can bring. These also are the sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, 'You are innocent,' will be cursed by the peoples and denounced by nations. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and a rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbour without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? Do not say, 'I will do to them as they have done to me. I will pay them back for what they did.' I went past the field of a sluggard, past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. Thorns had come from everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruins. I applied my heart to what I had observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man.
For more resources to help you bring the word to life, go to premier.org.uk/Bible.
This reading has been taken from the NIV Bible Biblica and is published by Hodder and Stoughton.
From now until the end of December, tune in to Premier Christmas Radio and experience the hope, peace, love and joy that only the sounds of Christmas can bring. Enjoy hours of Christmas music, classic carols and festive favourites. Listen now on the Premier Plus app or your smart speaker. Premier Christmas Radio, the real sound of Christmas, in association with Open Doors.